WMFO Medford. I hit it perfectly. Addie, why are we so good? Except we always do that. One of these days, I'm going to remember to turn that down. Yeah, whatever. All right. Loved your show this morning. Thank you so much. And I like Shrek 2.
That's my favorite one.
Right? I like
it. Shrek 2 is my favorite one. I thought it was the most romantic.
No, I like it a lot. It's funny. All right. Take it easy. Mike on the mic here, 9:02 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Here till 11 a.m. today. I got a busy bunch of stuff going on. In the first hour, I have a Skype interview that I did with a local folk duo called Hawthorne. We'll talk to them about their new single. And then in the second hour, at 10 a.m., we have local rock and roll band Glowbox, who's setting up with all kinds of amps and plugs and flashing lights and things. So they'll be here. We'll talk to them, learn all about them, and hear some live music and recorded music as well. So lots of things going on. All right, let's start it off with the first new noise of the day. Something new from Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. new disc called Upside Down Flowers. The single here is called Careless. Brand new noise here at WMFO Medford. Instead of the news.
On the floor. this pain caused by absence of you. Suspense controlling my mind. I cannot find a way out of here. I want you by my side so that I never feel alone. Of snow
WMFO in Medford. Ain't that the truth? There's a patch of snow on the ground. 9:22 in the morning. It's WMFO. I'm Mike. How you doing? Thanks for getting up so early and listening in. Let me tell you what I played in that last set, and then I have a conversation to play for you that I had with local folk duo Hawthorne on Skype just the other day. That'll be right after this. Okay, ended up with a request there for Michael Maloney. Wanted to hear Hazy Shade of Winter. Very timely indeed. That's from their great bookends. I was going to say CD. Back then, it wasn't a CD. It was acetate. Yeah. Beautiful track. Thanks, Mike. Milky Chance just before that from their 2014 Sad Necessary record called Stolen Chance. I loved Milky Chance and Stolen Chance. Actually, you know what? It was Stolen Dance. So I lied. Elton John just before that, way back in 1970 when I was alive. I was here. I was a kid, though. I think I was 8. Yeah, if I can do the math. Tumbleweed Connection, great record from him. Where to Now, St. Peter. Velvet Revolver from 2004's Contraband CD that was Fall to Pieces. And started off with New Noise from Andrew McMahon, In the Wilderness. A record called Upside Down Flowers, brand new, called Careless. All right. Just the other day, on Thursday, actually, I had a chance to speak to local folk duo Hawthorne about their new single that's coming out. But, and if you could see me, I'm like sort of doing this to my chin, like I'm thinking hard, because it seems like it's really happening right now, right now, right now, right now. Right. Good morning, everybody. It's Mike from WMFO, and on the Skype line today, I've got some old friends of the show. It's actually been quite a while since I had the pleasure of meeting Taylor and Heather, who comprise the folk duo called Hawthorne. Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, very nice to talk to you. It's been a little while.
It has.
It's a very exciting reason that we're talking today. You guys have the release of a brand new single that just happened last Thursday, correct?
Yes. That's right. Just a couple days.
Yep. And, you know, since we last talked, I actually missed quite a bit. You guys have been very busy. You've had some tours going on. You had a 9-song album come out. So here in 2018, going into 2019, you've got a brand new record coming out as well. Tell us about that, and tell us about the first single that just came out on Thursday.
Yeah, so the new record is called Maggie Willow, and that's coming in February of 2019. And we've been working on that since the beginning of this year, and it's a story about this character, Maggie, who is somebody that we have imagined together as a woman of our shared ancestry, our imagined shared ancestry. Heather and I aren't actually related, but she sort of has pieces of our mothers, our grandmothers, ourselves.
Yeah, it's an amalgamation of several figures in our lives. And the stories she tells are stories that we've maybe been through, our mothers have been through, relatives, friends, kind of a shared human experience, but through the lens of this person who is quite real to us at this point.
Yeah.
We've spent over a year with her now.
That's really quite cool. That's really quite cool. And the advanced single that you've got that just came out is called Honey and Fire. And I was telling you that I was reading through the lyrics, and I always try to think that I'm so very good at deciphering what lyrics mean, but I think I'm really not. I do see that there's a character within here, a recurring character, that's a crow. What's the significance of the crow?
Yeah, so when I was writing this song, I had a dream about a crow several months back, and sort of was inspired by that. And it was myself and another person trying to communicate with each other, and a crow was flying overhead, and then another crow. And in a lot of different cultures, you know, animals have different significances.
Right,
and,
right.
So I looked into that, and crows are often tied to harbingers of change. And sort of attributed to transformation and thinning of the veil, if you will. So communication with those that are dead, or just kind of your own intuition in terms of like transformation and changing of the times. So it was really relevant to where I was personally. And I just thought it was just this, it's just a concept that really, I don't know, it hit me. This dream just really made an impression on me.
Right. Because you're asking the question, I'm not sure who the protagonist is in the lyrics, but it's sort of, where are you? And the crow is flying overhead. Is the crow a harbinger of anything that's necessarily bad, or is that not necessarily true?
No, and I think that that crows, because of their appearance and their caw, are right. often, I don't know, I think people are afraid of them. Just like they are of black cats, they're sort of like suspicious, but I'm fascinated by them. And I actually was, when I had that dream a couple of months after, I was biking home and a crow literally flew into my path. I almost hit a crow on my bike, and it was almost like, hello, pay attention to me, like write a song about this dream you had, don't you remember? And it was less of a like omen and more of something that I just couldn't ignore and something that I just really wanted to pay attention to. So for me in the song, it's not necessarily something, it's not at all really a negative thing. It's just like, hey, change is coming, it's time to surrender to it. You need to pay attention to this. And it's also just kind of, I don't know, speaks to the communication between the two characters. And it is sort of like this hazy dreamscape. It's not supposed to be necessarily clear what the crow is saying or what the other people are saying to each other. So
understood. And you've sort of wrapped this whole concept up in two different things. I'll just call them things for lack of a better way to say what it is. But Honey and Fire. How does Honey and Fire sort of, you know, envelop this entire concept?
Well, you know, there's, and, you know, Taylor, feel free to step in. And I don't know. It for me, when I wrote this song, it felt a lot like the person that I was trying to communicate with in this dream. I wanted to send both sweetness and
strength,
I guess, to be strong in what I was saying, but also be, I don't know, sweet. And there were things that I really wanted to say to this person that were from my heart, and then, but also there were things that I wanted to say that needed to be said and were not so sweet. So yeah, it was kind of a strength and softness metaphor for me.
Excellent. Gotcha. So in the past, I know that you guys have accompanied yourselves just simply with your own vocals and a guitar. But in this case, you've actually assembled some folks that comprise an entire band. Let's talk about how you found these folks and how you got this beautiful recording going with all these folks.
Oh, man, the people on this record, it was just such a privilege for us to be able to work with this entire team. So we worked with a bassist over the past year, Alex, who really wonderful, comes from much more of a jazz and improvisational background.
Oh, neat.
And so brought a really interesting perspective to the music on the whole record. And then Justin Nash Fisher is playing electric guitar, and he plays in Los Elk, which is our awesome local Boston band, really fun, like pop kind of rock dance music.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, we got some of his softer side on this, and he just really, I think between him and Lucia, who's playing fiddle, they just completely made the dreamscape come to life. and Lucia is a phenomenal fiddle player. She's part of the Ladles, who are another great Boston band. And so we had her come in and play on some tracks on the record. And then we got to work with Marco Giovino, who is a drummer here in Massachusetts, who's played with some amazing folks. He played on recordings for Norah Jones and Robert Plant. And so we were put in touch with him through our engineer and co-producer, who is Sam Margolis, and he's at Riverview Sound in Waltham.
Oh, in Waltham. No kidding. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a beautiful recording. And when did you actually get this done? When did you get this recorded?
Oh my gosh. Over the course of a whole year. I think we started tracking basics in February. We were in the studio for a week in the winter and then have just been getting back there whenever we can throughout the spring and summer.
So, Will you guys get to go out together as a unit and perform, or is this kind of a one-time thing?
I don't think we'll be playing with this whole band anytime soon. Lucia has moved to New Orleans, which is a loss for us and a wonderful gain for that city. And, you know, who knows, maybe we can lure her out on a tour sometime in the future. But yeah, for now, we've got some other folks that we're playing with here in the city, and they're fantastic. And we do continue to play with Justin as well. So,
well, I know that you like to play out a lot, and I think that you told me you're playing out tonight, Saturday, correct?
Yeah, at the Revival House Studios, Revival House Records in Brighton, also known as the Backyard, for the acoustic house concert series that they have there. But we're having a release show and video screening and Kathleen Parks.
You've done a video.
I'll tell you about that in a second. Kathleen Parks and Brad Bensko are going to play a set to open, and we've got some. We actually connected with Best Bees, which is a local beekeeping company, to give us some honey. So we'll have a cocktail for Honey and Fire, inspired by the song. And yeah, it's going to be a really wonderful, wonderful night.
Sounds like it. So tell me about the video.
Yeah, we got together with a friend of mine from high school, Aiden Young, and Heather and I were in Portland, Oregon this summer playing some shows on the West Coast. And we took a day to go out into the Columbia Gorge and get some beautiful shots out there. We went out on the town in Portland. We were hosted by a friend of ours in this old unfinished attic and got to film a lot of that there. And so we were really trying to capture both the perspective of the dreamers in the song, then also the experience of the interactions that were happening. So I think we got a lot of stuff in there, and it's really gorgeous. So we're really excited to share it with the world.
Oh, fantastic. So how can the rest of the world see the video?
It'll be up on YouTube soon.
Okay, can't wait. So this is a beautiful track, and I'm really looking forward to sharing it with everybody. Do you have anything else you'd like to say before we spin it?
I hope that people are able to just really soften when they listen to it, and to relax and to let it take them into wherever their dreams want to go.
Oh, lovely. All right, so let's go ahead and spin this. Can't wait. This is Hawthorne and a brand new single called Honey and Fire at WMFO.
Just there. used to say.
WMFO, we're back. Wasn't that a beautiful track? Once again, Honey and Fire by Hawthorne. And ladies, that was lovely. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Where else are you going to be playing out? How can we see you?
So we've got the Backyard in Brighton tonight. That is right. 54 Kenrick Street. And then we will be in Brooklyn on December 1st, Providence December 2nd, and then back in Cambridge on December 14th, Portland, Maine, actually on the 12th before that. And then we'll finish up this release tour in Burlington at the Light Club Lamp Shop. We're playing with Allie McGurk there.
Allie McGurk is wonderful.
Yes, we love her.
Absolutely. All right, I'll make sure that I put all of these dates on the show thread. I'm sure you'd be happy to send them over to me. And we look forward to seeing you out on the road, that's for sure. And again, wonderful job on the track. It's really beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much for joining me today.
Absolutely, our pleasure.
It's WMFO, coming back to the future after listening to the beautiful sounds of Hawthorne. Thanks, ladies. That was beautiful. Once again, the latest release is Honey and Fire that we just heard. You can learn all about them on their Bandcamp page, which is all one word, themusicofhawthorne.bandcamp.com. And remember, tonight they are playing in Brighton, Mass, at the Backyard Single and Video Release Show. Once again, local folk duo Hawthorne, everybody. Okay, 9:41 in the morning. Going to start a new noise now with a new set. I have new music, very happy to say, from Big Head Todd and the Monsters. This is brand new for all time. It's WMFO, Medford.
But who can be free when my black heart chose you?
Oh, sheep.
Funky, funky turtle.
It's Trey sheep.
Funky, funky turtle.
What sheep?
Sweet.
sure shot, 'cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Get up!
WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
All I want for Christmas, where's a trip to the